Good morning. Prompt effective treatment of gonorrhea is critical to limit disease and prevent transmission. However, gonorrhea's ability to develop antimicrobial resistance complicates treatment. Several classes of antibiotics are no longer considered sufficiently effective for treatment, including sulfanilamides, tetracyclines, penicillins, and more recently, fluoroquinolones. Fluoroquinolones, which are conveniently available for oral administration and are relatively inexpensive, have been used widely for gonorrhea treatment since the early 1990s. The first report of fluoroquinolone-resistant gonococci in the United States was in 1991 in Hawaii. Sporadic reports followed in other states. Because of subsequent increases in resistance in different populations, fluoroquinolones have not been recommended in Hawaii since 2000, in California since 2002, in men who have sex with men, or MSM, anywhere in the United States since 2004. Resistance among heterosexuals was noted to increase in 2006. Because of this increase, revised CDC guidelines in April 2007 no longer recommended fluoroquinolones to treat gonorrhea for anyone in the United States, and left cephalosporins as the only recommended class of drugs available. These guidelines were published in MMWR and updated CDC's STD treatment guidelines. They were sent to state and local health departments in a Dear Colleague letter and announced at a press conference timed to correspond with the MMWR article. This announcement received extensive media attention. Our objectives were to evaluate the impact of revised treatment recommendations on fluoroquinolone use and to determine if impact varied by geographic area or by practice setting. We analyzed treatment data from the STD Surveillance Network. SUN collects treatment information from all nationally reported gonorrhea cases in selected jurisdictions. We included SUN sites able to contribute retrospective data from 2006 to 2008, and we excluded sites that already had locally based recommendations against using fluoroquinolones to treat gonorrhea prior to 2007. We therefore included 5 collaborating SUN sites reporting data from 8 counties and 2 independent cities, 3 counties containing the Denver, Colorado metropolitan area, Hennepin County, Minnesota containing Minneapolis, Hartford and New Haven counties in Connecticut, 2 counties in an independent city containing the Richmond, Virginia metropolitan area, and Baltimore City in Maryland. A problem with evaluating the independent effect of an intervention, such as dissemination of revised guidelines, on events measured over time, is that observations can be autocorrelated, that is, related to other observations based on their relationship in time. For example, prescribing behavior this month may be more likely to be similar to prescribing behavior last month than last year. This may violate the statistical assumption that, all other things being equal, observations are independent. Autocorrelation can bias standard deviations and overestimate or underestimate the impact of an intervention. Interrupted time series analysis addresses this problem by accounting for autocorrelation in temporally sequenced data. Our primary outcome was percentage of gonorrhea cases treated with fluoroquinolones per 14-day period overall by geographic area and in common practice settings. We used autoregressive integrated moving average interrupted time series analysis to test the impact of revised recommendations on the proportion of gonorrhea cases treated with fluoroquinolones. All cases with a treatment date from July 1, 2006 through May 31, 2008 were included. Although interrupted time series analysis was not used to analyze practice setting within each geographic area because of a relatively small number of cases per time interval, monthly trends by practice setting within each area were evaluated for further hypothesis generation. 16,126 cases were reported as treated. Of those, 457 cases did not include treatment name, leaving 15,669 cases in the analysis by area. Of these cases, 1,823 did not include information on practice setting, leaving 13,846 cases in the evaluation of monthly trends by practice setting. This graph shows four quinolones prescribed as a percentage of all gonorrhea treatment by biweekly, that is 14-day interval, from July 2006 through May 2008. National recommendations changed April 13, 2007 at interval 21, where the vertical line is. Note that fluoroquinolone use seemed to decrease before recommendations changed. This is partially due to an artificial effect of a line graph with aggregated data. The proportion treated with fluoroquinolones decreased by 22% after revised guidelines were released. In the three counties in Colorado, proportion of gonorrhea cases treated with fluoroquinolones decreased by 48% following the release of revised national treatment guidelines. Fluoroquinolone use decreased by 11% in Hennepin County, Minnesota, following release of revised guidelines. The decrease is not immediately obvious in this graph, but these horizontal lines showing average fluoroquinolone use before and after revised guidelines make the modest decrease in use more evident. Fluoroquinolone use decreased by 28% in the Richmond, Virginia area following the release of revised national treatment guidelines. In Baltimore City, interrupted time series analysis indicated a statistically insignificant decrease in fluoroquinolone prescribing after revised guidelines were released. While this graph reveals that fluoroquinolone prescribing decreased substantially in Baltimore, decreases followed the revised guidelines by several months. In Connecticut, the portion of gonorrhea cases treated with fluoroquinolones decreased by 19% following the release of revised guidelines. Of the 13,846 cases for which practice setting was known, most were treated in an STD clinic, in an emergency room, urgent care, or hospital setting, or in primary care. Monthly trends by practice setting in the Denver, Colorado area show that fluoroquinolone use decreased in all major practice settings, but more definitively in STD clinics. At the time of the revised national guidelines, there were no specific interventions by the state of Colorado, but there was a change in prescribing policy in Denver's STD clinic, and updates were sent to all providers in Denver Health, the largest provider for inner city Denver. In the Minneapolis, Minnesota area, fluoroquinolone use was highest in STD clinics and remained high after recommendations changed. Because local resistance rates among heterosexuals were low, the Minnesota Department of Health, or MDH, on September 25, 2007, recommended the continued cautious use of fluoroquinolones for gonorrhea in heterosexuals. Minnesota subsequently reevaluated fluoroquinolone resistance to Neisseria gonorrhea among heterosexuals in Minnesota and found resistance had increased from 0.8% in 2006 to 4.5% by December 2007. MDH released another Dear Colleague letter on June 4, 2008, stating fluoroquinolones were no longer recommended for gonorrhea treatment in Minnesota. Our analysis does not cover the time period following the second provider letter. Fluoroquinolone use decreased in all major practice settings in the Richmond, Virginia area, similar to the pattern in Colorado, decreased more definitively in STD clinics. The Virginia Department of Health mailed an article about CDC's revised guidelines to local health departments and to each licensed physician in the state in May 2007. The later decreases in fluoroquinolone use in Baltimore were driven primarily by changes in STD clinics. Baltimore STD clinics may have waited for stocks of formulary fluoroquinolones to diminish before making a change to prescribe medications other than fluoroquinolones. The Baltimore City Health Department sent out a Dear Provider letter in April 2007 stating that ceftriaxone should be considered preferred therapy, but that fluoroquinolones could still be used if clinicians screen for risk factors for resistant gonorrhea. Strong prohibitive language against fluoroquinolone use was avoided because local data showed that except among MSM, rates of resistance to fluoroquinolones remained low in Baltimore. Fluoroquinolone use was already low and remained low in STD clinics in Hartford and New Haven, Connecticut. So, overall in our sample, fluoroquinolone use decreased after CDC revised gonorrhea treatment recommendations. Decreases varied by area, and there was a greater change in STD clinics than in emergency room, hospital, and primary care settings. Some possible explanations for these differences include that state and local health communications to providers may have amplified or moderated national messages about fluoroquinolone prescribing. In addition, providers in STD clinics commonly follow protocols and prescribe medications from a set formulary. Changes made by clinic directors could therefore have a larger, more coordinated impact than changes made by individual clinicians. Finally, STD clinics' relationship with governmental health departments may provide additional sources of communication regarding revised treatment guidelines. Our analysis is subject to several limitations. While we were able to stratify by practice setting, the provider data and funds still consist of crude categories. Some practice settings could not be examined due to small numbers of cases. However, the practice settings we evaluated included 89% of cases for which practice setting was known. Because cases were selected by treatment date, cases missing treatment date were not included. Excluding these cases may have overestimated adherence to guidelines, as there may be correlation between providers who report more complete information and who are aware of and follow treatment recommendations. Finally, our sample was drawn from 8 counties and 2 independent cities and cannot be considered to be nationally representative. However, the sample included 5 geographically diverse areas, and within these reporting counties and cities represented all nationally reported gonorrhea morbidity. We need additional mechanisms to influence prescribing among emergency room, hospital, and primary care providers. Given greater change in STD clinics, where uniform changes in prescribing policy were likely, we might encourage changes in managed care and hospital formularies. If a majority of patients with STDs continue to obtain care outside of STD clinics, we'll need to work with a range of providers to ensure informed and appropriate care is available in these settings. And I just want to thank my co-authors and others who contributed to this analysis, especially the Sun sites who contributed treatment information, and also Lynn Tian from the Statistics and Data Management Branch at CDC, who provided expertise in interrupted time series analysis methodology. Thank you.
Bernard Gilliard, South Carolina. With the decreased use of fluoroquinolones you demonstrated there, were there any sites that were expedited partner therapy sites, and if so, do you know how that impacted treatment and the timeliness of treatment?
So I think the question was, among the sites we looked at, were any sites expedited partner therapy sites, and right. Do we know how that impacted the timeliness of treatment?
Right.
And I don't know the answer to that.